NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Yes, welcome to the second hour, everybody. You're listening to Up On Game. If you have been listening the last hour, it's a great show. We appreciate you tuning in. If you're just now tuning in, welcome into the show. Welcome into the spot. We like to have a nice intimate setting, a nice intimate environment. You know, we just had a little conversation about, well, pooches and how much we love dogs. We're animal lovers here. Some of us are allergic.
I do want to say this. For everybody out there listening, I am Middle Marcus from Georgia, Delaware. So
there you go.
Let that be known.
All right. I actually know somebody that's what he breeds.
All right.
Well, let's talk about it. Anyway, that's Plaxico Burress talking about he needs himself a dog. And that's TJ Houshmandzadeh talking about him know them people that got the dog. Him say he got the dogs downstairs. In the back. On the ones and the twos that make it sound so good, we got my man, Iowa Sam, and then the other dude that's the man behind the master plan, we'll say. Yeah, we call him Big Sexy. Yeah, that's the man, Gavin, you know, and he's about to walk down that aisle not too long from now. He's got that love thing going, so he's walking around here with a whole different type of energy. I mean, he got so much bounce in his step. I love it. I love to see it. And then when we got my man Irvin in the back, he gives us our trending. We got the full team here, you know what I mean? It's just a wonderful thing. So before we went into the break, we were talking about Tom Brady, and I know everybody's sitting there like, what do you mean does Tom Brady deserve the credit for establishing the winning identity in Tampa Bay? Well, this was something that was stated earlier this week when one of your guys, TJ, was signed in free agency, Giovanni Bernard, the running back out of Cincinnati, signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And his reasoning for wanting to go to Tampa Bay and obviously maybe taking less money and just taking the opportunity was him basing it off of the environment and the culture that one Tom Brady has created. Now, the interesting thing about Gio is he is an effective, I think he was rated third by Pro Football Focus as the third rated catching back in the National Football League. If you know Tom Brady and you know football, Tom Brady has always utilized catching backs, ball catching backs, pause. Anyway, this is something that he did not have on this team last year. As good as his backfield was, they weren't very efficient as pass-catching backs. You now add a Gio Bernard to the mix. You have a team. Now, imagine this. You have a team that won the Super Bowl that has returned every single starter.
That's very rare.
Woo! I don't know that it's ever happened.
It's very rare.
The last time that it happened was in 1984.
Oh.
Before free agency started.
Before free agency.
So before free agency, this is the first team to bring back all 22 starters since 1984.
That is phenomenal. I need to know, is it Tom Brady that deserves this credit, or should it go somewhere else?
100%, he deserves all of the credit. For the culture shift and guys wanting to play in Tampa. And this is the thing. Tom Brady is the reason guys were willing to put up with BS in New England. Bill thought it was him probably. And people were willing to put up with, quote unquote, the Patriot way because of Tom Brady and the opportunity to win a championship. And they saw that this offseason when they had to pay big money to get free agents because nobody wants to go play now in Foxborough without Brady there. You flip this to Tampa Bay. Everybody wants to play with a winner. Tampa Bay, they had the same exact team that Jameis Winston had.
Jameis Winston, mm-hmm.
The only difference in the starter was Tom Brady at quarterback. They win a Super Bowl. The culture and the winning formula that he has in holding guys accountable. He holds them accountable. He's sending us text messages. We're going to win this game. Positive reinforcement, the confidence that he puts into his teammates, that he shows in them. Guys want to be a part of that because they feel they have an opportunity to win a championship. So who deserves a credit? For me, everybody has to do their part. But Tom Brady, just that attitude and I'm a winner that he brought to Tampa Bay, it's him for sure.
Mm. Plex.
I call it the Tom Brady effect. Mm. That's what I call it. Nobody wants to go to New England. If you're a player, and I'm being dead serious. Nobody wants to go to New England.
Right.
Because number 12 is, you know, he's in Tampa Bay right now.
Tampa.
So the minute that I saw Giovanni Bernard go to free agency, I said to myself, he's going to end up in Kansas City. Because he's the kind of player that Andy Reid is looking for.
It's the same player they have now, right?
Right, yeah. Right. He's an extension of the running game, mm-hmm. basically is what he is. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers led the NFL in drops by running backs by last year. They had 17 drops. They were the worst team in the NFL with drops as far as the running backs were concerned. And now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, they get more explosive.
Mm. You feel the need.
Yes, they get more explosive. If I'm a player and if I'm Giovanni Bernard, of course I'm going to take less money to go down and pay in Tampa Bay than I would in Cincinnati. You know what? You put both of these teams on the scale. Tampa Bay, Cincinnati. Which team do you think looks more pleasant to be in? First of all,
well, you know he had a you know Gio Bernard. He actually. It came down to Seattle,
no,
and Tampa Bay.
He don't want to play in the cold no more either.
It came down to Seattle and Tampa Bay.
It's cold in Seattle.
I know. I'm going down to Tampa Bay. I'm going to play with a goat. I know I'm going to get some rocks out of the backfield. And I'm going to do what I got to do. Tampa Bay, the guy that deserves all the credit is Tom Brady. You plug in one player to an organization and you put him under center. 2 years ago, Jameis Winston threw for 5,100 yards.
And they ain't even make the playoffs.
He threw 30 picks and 33 touchdowns. Still to this day,
wow.
I don't understand why this man doesn't have a starting position. He did lead the NFL in passing yards. But he threw the ball away.
He will be a starter this year.
Right. Brady.
You think
you
so?
Insert him.
Yes. Oh, that's a topic. That's a topic.
You insert Brady, 4,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, 8 picks. What would you rather take?
Eight picks. All right. So we're talking about, does Tom Brady deserve the credit for establishing the winning identity in Tampa Bay? We're going to open it up to the callers. All right. 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. Call in. Hey, you don't have to acknowledge us, our names. But if you do, you better get all the names right.
Just
so make sure you know what you got.
Just get to the meat and potatoes of the topic.
Get straight to the point if you call in. You know, we have no problem with that as well. Listen, my idea of it is, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm giving all the credit to Bruce Arians. And the reason why I'm giving Bruce Arians the credit, here's the reason why I'm going to give him the credit. Because he took a chance on a guy that we all knew, hold on, we all knew he was going to be an amazing former pro. But LeVar. There were a lot of, hold on.
I need to hear the name you're talking about.
What's that?
Who did he take a chance on?
He took a name on Tom Brady.
He took a chance on Tom Brady?
Yes.
No. Tom Brady took a chance on him.
Yeah,
Tom Brady took a chance on him.
There's
right.
nothing wrong
he
with
didn't take no chance on Tom Brady.
What talking about?
There's
yeah, no, I like that. There, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's
I like
nothing.
That.
There's nothing wrong with.
You take a chance on Mark Sanchez.
Tom Brady took a chance on BA. That's straight up.
All right, we can interpret it that way, and I don't have a problem with us interpreting that way. But I think BA took a chance on Tom Brady as well. Listen, let's keep it real. Bill Belichick was done with Tom Brady in New England and got rid of him.
Hey.
Now the question became, where would Tom Brady end up going?
Hey, you know what Bill Belichick is doing right now?
What is
he
doing?
He's a guy that divorced his wife and has a new girlfriend and realized, I want my wife back, but she's happy now. I can't get her back.
And that's one of the worst
feelings Bill Belichick.
Okay.
He sees his wife out like, God, I miss her.
That's
too
a horrible feeling.
Too bad, you dummy.
I want to go outside.
That's a horrible feeling when the person that you loved being with, but then you lost the love for it, leaves, and then you realize you want them back, and then
you
they
can't
went,
get
better.
Them.
You always say, "Hey, you know when I used to have girlfriends, I'm totally off the rails on this, but I used to always say when they break up with me before I was cool, they break up with me, I'd be like, you'll never find somebody as good as me. You'll never find anybody that'll treat you as good as me. Then they find somebody and they treat them better and they're happy. They look happy. Their skin looks good. They got good weight on them because they ain't stressed out. I was like, golly, you know,
to our
I
wives,
messed up.
To our wives that are listening, that rings true today, though.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
All right.
That rings true today.
I could dig it.
You agree, Gav? You agree? Let us know some.
I feel like I'm growing there. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
By the way,
that's the great answer.
That is the worst answer ever in life. I feel like I'm growing there. Your fiance is going to be like, well, what exactly did you mean by that statement, sir?
She's not listening.
Somebody is going to send that her way.
The Cowboys fans are still listening because they are lighting up the phones, still want to weigh in on what
man,
they
we'll
need
let them
to.
Talk.
Hey, LeVar,
going
back to divorcing your girl and you want her back, I remember this offseason, Julian Edelman was working out with Cam Newton. And they was like streaming live like on Instagram or something. And Julian Edelman said, I'm out here catching passes from number one. And Tom Brady jumped in and tweeted. He said, I will always be your number one.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's the thing, right? Again, however you want to interpret who wanted who needed who gave who a chance, bottom line is Tampa Bay gave Tom Brady a job. When Tom Brady took that job and came there, Tom Brady asked Bruce Arians to sign players that why would you take Gronkowski at this point? He's been out of football. You don't know what type of health he's going to be in physically. You don't know what type of player he's going to be. Why take a chance on Gronkowski? They bring him back. He didn't want AB. Everybody knows that Bruce Arians did not want to deal with AB, and a lot of it came out like what he dealt with when he was with AB in Pittsburgh. You know, just, you know, Byron Leftwich was with AB in Pittsburgh. There was just a lot of people that did not want to deal with the AB situation in Tampa Bay. They bring AB in. So when you looked at this situation and the team that they were able to build, bringing in Fournette, and Fournette, you being able to sign Fournette to come in. To me, this is a product of the trust that Bruce Arians gave Tom Brady and saying, okay, help us GM this team. You give us the players you need. You give us the opportunity. He's really jacked up the National Football League for a couple people because now you got guys like Russ who feel like they should have the same type of swag. You know, Deshaun Watson, you know, he felt like he should have the same
got
type of swag.
Got everybody trying to call shots.
He got everybody sitting there trying to get their team to give them the opportunity to help build the rosters of this team. And
you're not El Jefe.
While I will give so much credit and due to what Tom Brady has been able to bring in terms of professionalism, approach, ideas, identity to this Tampa Bay football team, I ultimately give Bruce Arians the credit because he took a humble approach to allowing Tom Brady to be Tom Brady, in which I felt was almost the reason why Bill Belichick and Tom Brady had to separate. It's like, I need the attention for me to be the reason why we win. This is enough is enough. I built you. I drafted you. I made you who you are. I'm going to send you on your way so people can figure out that it is me. It's almost as though the egos got in the way in New England, and that was why it ended the way that it did. Not because it's the Patriot way. I give Bruce Arians a ton of credit for that, to do what he did in the moment that he did it, and it paid off. And it's still paying off. You bring back all your starters. That has to do with Bruce Arians giving the confidence to not only Tom, but to the rest of the guys on that team.
It has to do with number 12 under center.
Right. I just can't sit here and agree with you saying that Bruce Arians gave Tom Brady a job.
He did.
Are you saying that he wouldn't sign with any other team?
He couldn't have signed with any other team.
He gave him a $50 million job.
He couldn't have signed with every other team.
The Chargers wanted him.
Okay. Right. I'm sure other teams may have wanted him, but they would have had to give him a job as well.
He had the
NFL an employer league and
leading,
an employee.
He had the NFL league-leading quarterback
on his team. He ain't playing for free, y'all.
He had the league-leading NFL passing quarterback on his team.
He is not playing for free.
He said to himself, he said, you know what? He may have led the NFL in passing, but you know what? This guy's better.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah!
That's what we've done this show. We lost our mind, huh?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Shouts out to Steve Hartman, man. Hey, man.
He 12:45.
Steve is the GOAT.
Hey.
Steve is the GOAT. Y'all have no idea, man.
Lose my mind.
Hey, you're listening to Up On Game. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast downloaded. Make sure you download Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burrs. Give us a rating. You know, the responses have been amazing, people. Like, it's so amazing, the feedback we've been getting. Shouts out to Don Martin and Scott Shapiro. Always love to send them a shout out, the decision makers around here at Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Media. They're our guys. Those are our guys. So,
hey, callers, we're going to try to get to each and every one of you. So don't be so long-winded. We trying to get to everybody.
There's a lot.
We got a ton of calls talking to Cowboys and the Bucks. So try to be as short and concise with your statement or question, whatever you may want to say, as possible. We're going to get going with Hank. I actually know who Hank is. He's calling in a few times in Chesapeake. Talk to us.
What's up, Hank?
757. What's going on, TJ? Thanks for remembering me. Plax, man, you know, I'm your homeboy, and LeVar's going to love this. I don't know what my Cowboys are thinking, right? Because the best defensive player in the draft is a guy named Micah Parsons.
Yeah, LeVar is going to love that.
And when you guys talk about DBs, how many plays during a year do your DBs make? I would venture to say if you combine interceptions with batted passes, you got just about as many pass interference calls on a defensive back as you do those types of plays. Dallas doesn't need any more help on the offense. If Dak can't get it done with what he has already and then stop throwing three interceptions in a 7-point loss to Seattle or going 1-for-7 for 11 yards on third down in the second half of a game your defense gave up 20 points to the Rams.
Hey, you're a Cowboy fan? You're a Cowboy fan?
Hey, yes, sir.
Man, you hard on your team.
But last time, he was very critical of Dak Prescott the last time he called.
Well, he should be.
He should be. He's a fan.
He should be. I think those are great points.
He wants to see his team win games.
I think that's great points, Hank, personally. And you know, there ain't nothing wrong with getting a defensive player. All right, let's do one more with the Cowboys. We still got Cowboys fans on the line. What's up, Wayne and the Wisco? What up?
Hey, I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm a Steelers fan.
So, oh, nice. All right.
But I want to talk about the America's team thing. You guys say America's team. First of all,
self-proclaimed.
You played in Pennsylvania.
Self-proclaimed.
And Plex played for the Steelers.
Yep.
And he played against the Steelers.
The Steelers are America's team.
And they're the world's team. Come on now.
The world.
I totally agree.
I agree too. Go ahead.
Totally agree. Yeah, they have the best fan base ever.
Is that what you want to call in and say? Is that who cares about what Dallas needs to do? Because America is the world's team. Hey, listen here, man. Hey, Wayne, it's kind of off topic, but you know what? I'm biased, and I'm a tad bit, you know, in favor of what you're saying.
Even though you played for Washington.
Well, I was drafted. I didn't choose.
He is from Pittsburgh, so.
I wish you would have played for the Steelers.
Oh, man. I might be heading towards Canton if I was a 3-4. If I was a 3-4 linebacker, I mean, who knows? You know, we'll see.
Stand up. Oh, my
goodness. You were a beast.
Well, we appreciate you, Wayne. All right, now we're going to go into Tampa Bay. Steve from New York, what you think? Credit? More credit? Is he the guy? Tom Brady.
I think that, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I listen to Fox Sports Radio all day long. I really love y'all's show. I really love that they got players and pro bowlers and legends just on here doing it. Be some real first-hand knowledge.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. I got to say, you know, I feel like it goes both ways. First of all, we got to remember there was a lot of trouble in New England, and there was a lot of doubt because Tom Brady is old as dirt for a quarterback. Yeah. Now, we move into the first five games of the season, they were struggling, and a lot of people completely cut coverage on Tom Brady. Tom Brady news went silent because they weren't doing so hot. And then, you know, it started warming up. I think Bruce Arians deserves some credit by finding a way to use that personal relationship he already had with Brady to pull him there. I'm a Chargers fan, and I almost broke my laptop when I found out he wasn't coming to the Chargers. But, you know, hopefully Herbert's going to bring something good. But I think Tom Brady deserves the majority share of the credit. We see a lot of this happening in basketball and even in baseball where the big pros are getting together and taking pay cuts so that they can take home rings because your legacy – is amazing when it's $500 million or whatever, right? But isn't it more amazing to have some of those rings? And these guys are realizing, you know, Cincinnati's not going to bring anybody in for Gio for his level of talent to help him. So, yeah, of course, it's a no-brainer. Who wants? I mean, no offense, Cincinnati's a great place, but Tampa, come on.
He's like, yeah,
do you want to go win rings and live on the beach? Of course.
Well, we appreciate that call, and that's some good insight, my friend. Let's venture into Tennessee. Danny, what say you?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What up, dog?
Hey, first and foremost, for every minute of the 37 years I've been on this planet, I've bled Bengal stripes. TJ, my man, it's a pleasure and a privilege to speak with you. Thank you so much for our franchise, bro.
Appreciate you, bro.
I love you, dude.
Appreciate
you. Still got your jersey, and I wear it on game days.
That's dope.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, hey, man, I got to talk on this Tom Brady nonsense real quick.
Okay? Come on,
so Tom Brady deserves every ounce of the credit that goes with the winning culture in Tampa Bay right now. Plax, I think it was you a minute ago that was saying, and making comparisons to what,
come on,
old boy out of Florida State. God, I just forgot his name.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston. Thank you. Sorry,
jeez,
man. Famous Jameis.
We didn't forgot about him. He ain't famous. You ain't remember him.
Comparing that stuff to, you know, and saying like, hey, Jameis had this same roster and was throwing up 30-some interceptions and whatnot. Hey, Bruce Arians was coaching over that same failure.
Oh.
All right? The only thing that changed in that whole situation was Tom Brady bringing a mentality, an attitude, in an atmosphere of championship level,
but he brought him in.
That's
church.
But he brought him in.
Okay, you know,
Danny?
What? I'm sure that he brought him in down on his knees like every other.
Oh man!
Oh, get Brady off his knees,
on,
baby.
Man.
Don't put Brady on his knees.
Kind of pause. No. He said Bruce Arians got on his knees,
and they all but said it though.
Hey. And every
Get up, Bruce!
The general manager.
We lose, baby.
But get off your knees.
The general
Bruce.
Manager and Bruce Arians, what did they say?
And win another championship, Bruce Arians.
They both said it. We couldn't believe Tom Brady chose to come to Tampa Bay. We were glad he chose us.
No risk it, no biscuit.
All right, before we hit trending, man, let's get Will. Like, we got to blow the rest of y'all out, but Will, we're going to take you. Will from Maryland, what you got?
What's going on, fellas? TJ, who's your daddy? LeVar, Plaxico, who done tore my skins up. Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's good to be in a room full of football minds.
Yeah.
There's no doubt Tom Brady has star power. Controls it all. I mean, and you just said it, he chose them. So that obviously tells you the coaching matters is a big part of football. But you got to have the players who on the field actually, you know, commanding. And he helped Bruce Arians. You know, Bruce Arians actually blended his offense to fit Tom Brady.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, that was their early.
You know what I'm saying, Young? You know what I'm saying, Young? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Young? Good. I'm just enjoying his accent, man, because it takes me back to the crib. Good. Come on, man. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, they merged the offense and the early struggles. As most teams come, it's chemistry. You build in chemistry, so they struggle early. But once they hit the ground running, it was nobody stopping them. And it was obviously Tom Brady moves the pendulum, man. Everybody can see it. Good big shouts to Bruce Arians, who is a great coach. But Tom Brady deserves majority and probably 99% of the credit for the winning culture that they have right now.
Hey, I agree with you, Will.
Thank you.
Hey, Will, you from PG?
Man, PG County, Forestville, baby.
Forestville, hey, man.
Yeah. You know what it is, then. Then you know what it is.
Hey,
you know
man.
What it is.
Indeed. Forestville, PG County, stand up, man. Boy, my man. Have a good one, bro. Okay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know, Trevor Lawrence, he has not been a headliner all offseason long. We are right here up on the draft. And he finally makes the news. And in making the news, fellas, it was based upon a comment where he said, quite frankly, you know, he doesn't have that chip on the shoulder mindset. Like, he doesn't have a tremendously big chip on his shoulder. It brought a spotlight onto it, a microscope of sorts, as to if Trevor Lawrence has the right mindset to be a great professional quarterback. Should you have a chip on your shoulder? Should you have a healthy chip on your shoulder? Is it too casual of an approach if you don't have this egotistical, egomaniacal approach to being a great football player or whatever it is that you do in life? I tend to think that you don't have to be one who has a tremendous chip on your shoulder, but you do have to be dedicated. And I think that people confused what Trevor Lawrence was saying in a lot of ways. And now this turned into a criticism. So I'll lob the question to you guys. Do you like Trevor Lawrence's mindset in terms of how he approached his first public interview and discussions leading into this draft season, which we know he's the bona fide number one pick? There has not been any criticisms or praise, really. It's just established that Trevor Lawrence is going one and everybody else is next. We're going to cover them. What say you guys now that he's come out and he's spoken? People now have taken a little exception to what he had to say.
I don't mind it at all. And I don't understand how people can take exception to that. And number one, why should Trevor Lawrence have a chip? Why should he have a chip?
He's been the best since birth.
High school, one of the top players in the country. Where's the chip coming from? College, you go to college. They benched Kelly Bryant because you look that good in practice. Mm. Where they had to bench a starter who had great success.
Mm.
So you're going to be where does a chip come from?
He didn't win the Heisman.
Where does a chip come from? Nobody has ever doubted him. When are there negative press with Trevor Lawrence? It's not like Baker Mayfield. I don't know if he should be the number one pick. I don't know if he's that good. Oh, you got to walk on here. Oh, you got to fight. Trevor Lawrence has, in essence, been the golden child since high school. So where is the chip going to come from? You don't have to have a chip on your shoulder to work like a maniac. You don't have to have a chip on your shoulder to be great. You have to have that inside of you that says, I want to be great. I'm self-motivated. I don't need to prove others wrong by this chip on my shoulder. So I don't mind it one bit. And when you're as heralded as he's been pretty much his entire life playing football, where's the chip coming from?
Hmm.
You know, I kind of have a mixed, you know, opinion about Trevor Lawrence. You know what? If you give a kid Kool-Aid all the time, what is the kid going to want? He's going to want Kool-Aid. So just like you say, he's been great since he's been 13, 14 years old. He's the unanimous number one NFL draft pick coming into this year's draft. TJ has called him a generational quarterback. The media has donned him as he's the next generational. He has the best arm they've seen in the last 25 years.
Hey, you know
years.
What, Plex? Why you think Urban Meyer wanted to coach the Jags? because they're the Jacksonville Jaguars? What made Urban Meyer want to go coach the Jags?
I have yet to see this man play a professional football game, so I just can't call him a generational quarterback when he gets in the NFL.
We all know.
I haven't seen him play. Listen, if you tell somebody something long enough, they believe it.
Of course.
And he believed that about himself. So why should I have a chip on my shoulder when everybody is telling me how great I am going to be?
Could that work against him, Plex? It sounds like you're thinking it could work against
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. You can't just sit there and listen to people tell you how great you are.
You only got two losses in college. Now, if you're self-motivated.
We're talking about college.
If you're self-motivated, people can praise you all day. It's water off a duck's back because you know you have to put that work in to stay.
Because people will certainly hate on you all day.
Yeah. Yes.
But when you say, I don't have a chip on my shoulder, that doesn't say that you're self-motivated. I believe that the guy's a great player. I really do. I think he'll be a phenomenal quarterback in the NFL. I believe he will be one of the best, probably arguably the best quarterback to play for the next 10 or 15, 20 years, however long that may be.
But you want to see it.
But I have to see it. You just can't sit there and tell me that this guy has the best arm that we've seen in the last 30 years. I have to see this man under center.
Hey, Plex, we know there's guys that we've seen with better arms. But are they better mentally?
We're talking about college, man. I mean, we've seen this story before.
Blake Bortles had a great arm. Blaine Gabbert had a great arm and have a great arm. Having a great arm does not equate to being a great quarterback. Hey, you got to be able to process information.
Who was the quarterback that came out of Cal that went to the Ravens? Kyle Bowler had a great arm. He could throw the ball from the 50-yard line on his knees.
Ryan Leaf had a great arm.
Having a great arm isn't the end-all, be-all. Jamarcus Russell had a great arm.
But what I'm getting to is
everybody is telling this man how good he is. And, you know, rightfully so, he should believe it because, like you said, he's only lost two college football games. I have to see it on Sundays to put him in that category of a Peyton or a Tom Brady or whatever, Joe Montana, whatever the case may be. Those guys have all won championships. So those guys are all Hall of Famers and legends.
I think he has the mental mindset.
You can't just bring a guy into the NFL and say, you know what? He's a generational quarterback.
I think he has generational quarterback potential. I like the mental makeup that he's showing. In fact, if I didn't have a lot of headlines on me, I wouldn't be pushing for the headlines like they're not talking about me enough. And he has played this perfectly because the minute he has something to say, somebody is jumping on it and creating a criticism of it. There's no way he can come through unscathed, so the less would have been the better. That also shows me that this is a dude that's exercising a level of maturity that is well beyond his years. I like Trevor Lawrence's approach. I like his mindset because you need maturity. You need someone who isn't going to allow maybe the ups and downs that are going to take place when he goes to the Jaguars to alter who he is and his identity and his approach. I like it. We will continue to debate this as the months and years go on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Don't sweat the technique.
I'm sure this is going to sound wild, like crazy sound effects on the podcast when you go check it out. Make sure you go subscribe, download, 4-star, 5-star, the Up On Game podcast. Go get it wherever you download your podcast and do what you do. It's been a great show today, guys. Shots out to Ralphie, Big Sexy, Iowa. Shots out to Plex, Stretch Armstrong himself. Ooh. Shots out to Pantene Man and TJ Hushmanzada. So I told y'all, going out of the show, end of the show, we give you something that was kind of funny. And this isn't really even sports related. The other day, I was just sitting off to myself, and for whatever it's worth, I like to read, and I know that might sound crazy. I don't like to tell people anything that, you know, may give you the impression that I'm smart. So, but I'm gonna put this out there. I do like to read at times, all right, and it has to make sense to me. So it was funny. I was checking this thing out that it was giving out funny headlines, and I just felt like I'd share a few with you guys. You know, it's just like. it's funny. It's, I mean, maybe y'all like it, maybe y'all won't. I don't know. But it was a news article, different newspaper headlines. One said, "Student excited dad got hit job." Kind of funny, right?
Wow. Statistic.
Another headline on teenagers and adult on the New York. This was in the New York Post. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
You would think. You would think, right?
After 25.
What?
Hey, another headline. Jay Crunley writes, a columnist writes a story about a one-armed man who applauds the kindness of strangers.
You dead wrong for that. You dead wrong for that.
Oh, man. Hey, listen.
He's wrong for that.
Hey, listen. A regional headline in the Express states, homicide victims rarely talk to police. No. Okay. A-Rod goes deep. Wang hurt. I mean, these are some of the craziest to me. These are some of the craziest headlines. And I sat there and I started reading the joints, and it just had me. It really, it was funny. All right, I'm going to give you one more, then we get up out of here. All right. So in the Associated Press, there was a headline that said, "Porn star sues over rear end collision." I don't know. I can't take it anymore. Anyways, you've been listening to Up On Game.
TJ, get your boy, man.
Let's do it.
Hey,
man.
Get your boy, TJ.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't make this up. On everything, these were things I was reading, and I just had a little bit of spare time. And I thought, hey, on the last segment, why not share it with you guys? So hopefully we gave you a couple laughs. I mean, maybe some of them were morbidly funny, but you know, who knows. Anyways, we're almost out of here. We got 1 minute left. Like I said, guys, if you missed anything today, make sure you go check out the podcast. You know, TJ, you're going to be on tomorrow from what, 2 to 5?
2 to 5, baby.
All right. I'll be on tomorrow early as well. It'll be 6 to 10 with Mike Harmon. We got Steve Hartman coming up next. A lot of good stuff going on, man. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll continue to work on our technique so people don't sweat it too bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know. So anyway, make sure you guys enjoy your day. You know, do something nice for somebody other than yourself. That's called being selfless. We'll be back next week to come hang out with you guys. TJ Hushmanzada, LeVar Arrington, Plexico Birds, TJ Hushmanzada, LeVar Arrington. Y'all make sure y'all enjoy y'all's day, man. We appreciate y'all. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Peace.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.